Following is a repeat show that was previously broadcast on Unity FM.
Good afternoon, people. You're listening in to 93.5 Unity FM. This is Science with Sid, and we're going to have a packed show today talking about science. Yeah, and you. So who do we have on the show today? What's your name?
Hussein!
So we were meant to have Aman and Hannah today, but they're ill, and instead we've got Hussein that's come on for us, and we're going to be talking about all things science. So Hussein, do you want to introduce yourself first? How old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old. And do you go to school?
No.
Are you homeschooled?
Yes.
Yeah, and what's your favourite subject, Hussein?
My favourite subject is science.
It's science. And what have you been learning for science at the moment? Do you remember what you did last time in science?
Frog cycle.
Oh, you did the frog cycle. So you were learning about how frogs grow up. And, oh, you came to the Animal Man show. Do you remember that last week? It was a couple of weeks ago. And what animals did you touch?
I didn't touch the lizard, but I touched the snake. And I touched...
Do you remember the beetles? Yeah. They weren't beetles, they were cockroaches. We had some cockroaches in, and you actually picked one up. How did it feel?
It felt like hooky on my hand, and it felt hard when I touched it.
Did it? It had a hard shell on its back. Brilliant. And what other animals did he have? Do you remember what else he had?
A hedgehog. No.
It wasn't a hedgehog. It was called, and this is an animal that I've never come across before either. It was a Madagascan tenrick. Yeah, and it looked like a hedgehog, but it had like a long kind of nose. Do you remember that? And it looked a bit like an anteater. It's from the anteater family. Do you remember that? Yeah? Did you get a chance to touch that?
No.
No? What about, did you see the bearded dragon? What did the bearded dragon do?
It ate the...
What did it eat?
The grasshopper.
It had a live grasshopper jumping about, and then how did he eat it?
It came close and it ate it.
Yeah, it took his tongue out and it ate it. Did you see that up close? Yeah? And the bearded dragon, what did that look like? Did it look like a real dragon?
I'd show up close.
Did it? So we're actually doing a live show today, so you are able to call in and ask some questions, either about what we're talking about, anything about science. So I'm going to give out the number now. So it's 0121 772 8892. So it's a show about science. You can call in and ask questions about science, and hopefully maybe Hussein can answer some questions about science as well. So do you remember what else you've been learning at the moment? Do you remember your magnet session? You came and you learnt about magnets.
Yes.
So what can you tell me about a magnet which is red and blue? So you've got a red magnet and a blue magnet, and you bring them close together. What do they look like? What happens?
They repel.
They repel. Do they repel if it's the same colour or different colour?
Different colour.
No, different colour. They attract. If you've got two red, then they...
repel.
And if you've got two blues, what happens then?
They repel.
Brilliant. And what else did we make with the magnets? Do you remember?
A chain out of clips.
Yeah, we made a chain out of clips. It wasn't really a chain because we weren't interlinking the paper clips. But what we were doing, do you remember, Hussein? The paper clip was becoming magnetic.
I got my magnets and I got a screwdriver and I stuck it on my magnet for a long time. I didn't know. I put it on the box. I stuck it there for a long time. And when I took it off and I unscrewed my remote control car, the screwdriver magnetic.
Oh, is it magnetic? So it picked up the screws. We've got someone on the phone at the moment and it's a call for you, Hussein. So shall we put on our headphones so we can take the call then? Yeah? Hello?
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 Who do we have on the line?
This is Hussein's father.
Oh, Hussein's dad is calling. You want to say hi to your dad?
Hello, hello Baba.
Mashallah. Hussein, how are you?
Okay.
So I'm very proud of you for that.
He's doing really well. So do you have a science question for Hussein?
Can I ask him a question about science?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hussein, which planets have rings around them? Which planets have rings?
Saturn and Venus.
Is it Venus or is it the other one? The other one that looks a bit like Venus.
Saturn and...
Saturn definitely has rings. It's got really beautiful rings. Do you know what the rings are made up of?
Little rocks.
Brilliant. Little rocks and ice. Was that one of the solar system workshops that you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a brilliant question. Do you have any more questions for Hussein?
Not really, but I was talking to him about it yesterday. Hussein, mashallah, he's really loving the classes and he really enjoys going. And I just wanted to thank you for everything you're doing for the kids, mashallah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Bobs.
Hussein, keep speaking clearly, okay, Hussein?
Okay.
Okay, brilliant. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Brilliant. So that's our first phone call, Hussein. How brilliant was that? Okay, so let's continue talking, and hopefully we can take a few more calls and you can answer some exciting science questions. So we were talking about, before we had the phone call, what were we talking about? Magnets. And you were talking about how your screwdriver was magnetic and it was able to pick up the screws. Why do you think that's useful?
Because I don't have to hold the screwdriver and the screws.
Yeah, because remember, if you don't have a magnetic screwdriver...
I just picked it up one at a time.
Yeah, if you don't have a magnetic screwdriver, you have to hold each screw in place and then try screwing it, and it's very difficult. But if they're magnetic, you don't have to do that. The screwdriver will hold the screw for you. So that becomes a lot easier. So magnets are really useful to be able to do that kind of stuff. What else did we make with the magnets? Do you remember what we did with some water and a cork board and a magnet?
So when we put it on the surface of the water, it span around.
And what was that representing? What were we trying to make? Do you remember? We were trying to make a compass. Do you remember now? So a compass uses magnets to actually work. What you know in a normal compass, what do you have in the middle?
A magnet.
Yeah, but what does a magnet look like? What does a normal compass look like?
An arrow.
It has an arrow. It's got a little metal.
Arrow.
Yeah, it's got a metal needle. Yeah, and that needle will spin to show you which way is north. Yeah? So what do we know about planet Earth? Is the Earth is a big...
magnet.
Excellent. The Earth is a big, massive magnet. It's a bit like a bar magnet. So if you've got a normal magnet, that's what the Earth actually acts like. So if the normal magnet, remember we had the water in the tray and we put a cork board on the surface of the water and we had a magnet on the cork board. Then we brought a stronger magnet close. What happened to the cork board?
It started spinning
depending on where our magnet was, and that's how compasses work. So the compass is picking up the magnetic field of the Earth, and when we hold our compass up, the needle will spin and try to align with the Earth's magnetic field. That's brilliant. What other uses can you think of for magnets? Can you think of anything else? What about at home in the kitchen, on the fridge?
A magnet.
What do we do with magnets there?
I don't do anything, but there's a law on it.
Yeah, so you put fridge magnets onto your fridge, yeah? And you can have lots of different fridge magnets. Do you play around with your fridge magnets? No? You don't have that many. What other uses of magnets do we have? Let's have a think. So we use them in fridges. I've got one on my mobile phone cover. So my mobile phone cover has got a little magnet and it closes and keeps it shut. So you can use them on purses. Sometimes there's lots of other items that will have magnets. Now, do you know what happens if you bring a magnet close to a TV screen or a computer screen? Are you meant to do that? No, because they will interact with like the mag, because computers have lots of little magnets in them which save your data and save your information. So if you bring magnets close to computers, that's a very bad thing to do, because it'll interfere with everything that you've saved on there. So that's really bad to do. So don't do that at home. So strong magnets you're not meant to bring close to TV screens. Do you know anything else about magnets? No? What else have you covered? So we looked at animals. Do you remember any of the other animals that turned up with the animal man?
It looked spiky.
What animal was it? I'm trying to think. Which animal was spiky? We had a couple of animals in. We had a tarantula in. Do you remember that? The spider? Yeah?
I remember it was spiky and big.
The spider?
Ooh. No, not the spider. That one that I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember the name of that one. So I remember seeing a spider and I remember seeing a snake. Do you remember seeing a snake?
Do you remember the other ones?
Which other one?
We all said it was a hedgehog and it was a hedgehog.
Oh, that Madagascan tenrake. That one. Yeah, the one with the long nose. It looks a bit like an anteater. Why do you think an anteater has a long nose?
So it can break into the ant home and eat the ants.
Brilliant. So there's lots of different animals which are adapted in different ways, which helps them to eat and to live. What other animals have you been learning about this month? The first session you learnt about mammals, do you remember that?
Rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit is a mammal. Oh, you were telling me about your pet at home. What animal do you have at home?
Hamster.
What kind of animal is that?
A mammal.
A mammal, brilliant. How do you know it's a mammal?
It has hair.
It has hair and fur, excellent. And what else do you know about mammals? Do they lay eggs?
No,
they don't lay eggs. So
they do poo.
They do poo. That brings us on to, do you remember the poo workshop that you did? Oh, yeah, that was a good one. So that workshop you came to was about food and digestion. So we started off with teeth. Do you remember what kind of teeth do we have? What are the front teeth called?
Incisors.
Excellent. What do incisors do?
Chop the food.
Brilliant, you're doing a really good chopping action there, but the listeners can't see that. So they chop the food, and what did we use in our workshop to represent the chopping? What did we use to represent the chopping?
A knife.
And what did we chop up?
The bananas.
Excellent. So for our incisors, we used a knife to chop up the bananas. And then we had, what are the teeth on the side called?
Canines.
And what are canines used for?
Ripping and tearing food.
And what animals has really big canines?
A tiger.
Excellent. Why do you think that?
Because it eats meat.
Brilliant. So canines, most meat eaters or carnivores will have canines. And we have canines, but they're not as sharp. But we can still eat meat. Now, in our workshop, what did we use to represent, or what did we do to represent that tearing and ripping action? What food were we using? What were we doing?
Bread.
What were we doing to with the food?
Tearing.
We were tearing the bread and we were making it into small pieces. What else did we tear? We had chocolate spring roll. And what about the teeth at the back?
Molars.
Brilliant. So we have molars at the back. And what do molars do? Molars?
Abacus.
Molars grind. Okay, so we've got another call coming in. So let's see who else is on the phone. Have you got your headphones on now? Okay, hello?
Hello.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Who have we got on the line?
My name's Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, have you called in to ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so is this question for Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the question?
Let me think. I got one.
Go on, what topic is it?
Well, it's science.
Yeah? And what topic?
I'll do biology.
Oh, you got loads of questions. Okay, let's do a biology question then.
Okay. What is what is the function of the nucleus?
Oh, you've got a really hard question for Hussein there. What is the function of the nucleus? Okay, so are we talking about... you're talking about cells here. Right, so let's have a think. Have you, Hussein, have you come to the biology workshop? No, okay, so we're going to talk you through what the nucleus does. So let's talk about cells. So what was your name again on the phone?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim. So how old are you, Ibrahim?
I'm 11.
You're 11, so do you know what a nucleus does?
Is it, it's like part of the cell.
Yeah?
Of an animal or mammal, like.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so right, Hussein, imagine this room. Yeah, do you want to say hello to Ibrahim first?
Hello.
There's Hussein. So imagine, Hussein, imagine this room is our cell. Okay, a cell is basically like a Lego. Do you remember you play with Lego all the time, don't you? Right. So a Lego is a building block that makes stuff. What can you make with Lego?
I can make a house.
You can make a house, Ibrahim. What do you make with Lego?
I make probably a house as well.
Yeah, so you can make houses. You can make cars. You can make trees. You can make lots of stuff with Lego, right? And in the same way, we have a building block which makes up everything around us. So it makes up the chair next to you, Hussein. It makes up the room. It makes up me. It makes up you. And that building block is called a cell. Okay? Now, those cells make up all of these things. Now, inside that cell, we have lots of... he's gone on the line. So we have lots of things. Cells are actually... We're talking about atoms at the moment. So atoms make up everything. Now, those atoms combine to make cells, okay? And in humans and animals, we have cells which help us function, okay? So now, think of this room as a cell, right? Well, and it's an office. So the office, what do we need in an office to make it work? Who is in charge of an office?
A boss.
A boss is in charge of an office, yeah? And the nucleus is that boss. The nucleus, what does a boss do?
It makes sure everybody does the work properly.
The boss comes up with the decisions for everyone to do the job, right? So the nucleus is the control center in a cell. It comes up with all the ideas and all the things that everyone else is going to do. What else does an office need?
Our office needs computers.
It does need computers, but who's going to run the computers? Who's going to run the computers?
The boss.
Is it the boss or the workers? No,
the workers.
Workers. The workers are called the cytoplasm in a cell. Cytoplasm is like all this gooey stuff where all the workers work hard and they do the work. Now, if we think about a cell, okay, what do we have? What do we have in our office that we can... leave and come back through?
A door.
A door. So our cell membrane is like a door. It allows things to leave and come in. So basically, a cell is like an office. We have lots of little cells inside of us that do different things. So we have brain cells, which work in our brain and will function things in our brain. Okay. What else do we have? We have skin cells. What happens when you cut yourself?
You bleed.
Yeah, so what do you think the cells do in our skin?
They stop working.
They stop working when we're bleeding, but then they work really hard to repair that, don't they? And the nucleus, so the question Ibrahim was asking is, what is the nucleus? The nucleus is...
a cell.
It is part of the cell, but what did we say the nucleus did? It was the person that made all the decisions, so it's the...
boss.
Yeah, so the nucleus is the boss of the cell. It makes up all the decisions, which makes the cell work properly. Brilliant.
Where's Ibrahim now?
Ibrahim's gone off the line. Okay, right, so shall we carry on? What were we talking about before we had the phone call? We were talking about the poo workshop. Do you remember that? Okay, so we talked about molars. What do molars do?
Molars, they grind the food.
And what did we use in our workshop?
She goes to my mum.
Oh, your mum's probably just in the other room. So what did we use?
That room.
She's probably gone. You know where we were waiting? She's probably over there. She'll be back. Look, there she is. Okay, so we had biscuits. Do you remember biscuits? What did we do with the biscuits?
I want to eat some. Grind.
We grinded using a pestle and mortar. And then once we had all this food, what did we do then? Where does the food go after
In the esophagus.
Excellent. That's such a hard word to remember. And you remembered it really well. So it goes down our esophagus. And where does it end up going?
In our stomach.
Brilliant. What did we use to represent the stomach? We had
acid.
We had acid in the stomach. We used lemon juice in a bag. Yeah. And all the food went in there. And what did we do with the food?
Squash.
We squashed the food. Brilliant. And then we were squashing it all together. What was happening to that food?
It was, like, slimy.
It was slimy. It was turning slimy, wasn't it? And what happened with all the food? Was it still big or was it all lumpy and small now?
Lumpy and small.
Yeah. Now, what happens after the stomach?
It goes into the small and big intestines.
Excellent. You got the order right there. I always get the order confused. So it's the small intestines first. What did we represent in our workshop for the small intestines?
A big rope.
Or the rope was to know how long it was. And we held out the rope and you were holding one end, weren't you? And how long was the small intestine?
Very long.
It was as long as a room. So even though it fits in our body, it's all scrunched up in our body. But it's really... Which one's longer, the small intestine or the big intestine?
Small.
Excellent. That's really good that you remember that. Now, do you remember the types that we had to represent the small intestine? And what did you do with the food?
Squash it through.
You squashed it through and all the food was getting broken down. And what was coming out of the tights?
Poo.
Not poo yet. Before we get to the poo stage, there was liquid coming out. Do you remember?
Liquid.
And that liquid, it was all the nutrients from the food, so all the good stuff from the food. Where do you think it goes in our body? All the good stuff.
It goes to the little intestine.
The small intestine, all the good stuff, then ends up going around our body through our bloodstream and all the rest of it. Okay? So all the good stuff stays in our body. What happens with the bad stuff?
It goes through the big intestine.
Yeah? So it goes through the big intestine. Then what? And then what does it do?
It begins to poo.
Then you go and go to the toilet and poo. Yeah? And do you remember we made the poo at the end? What did it smell of?
It smelled ugly.
Did it look like poo as well? Yeah, was that a good workshop? Yep. And you remember everything from eating the food all the way to what happens in the body to when it comes out of the body. That's brilliant. Right, we've got another call. Are you ready to answer another call? Excellent. So let's get our headphones on then.
Hello.
Hang on a second. Right. Hello.
Nella, I've got a question about what are the particles inside what are the molecules inside the gas look like?
Okay, so what's your name first of all?
Ahmed.
Ahmed, and how old are you, Ahmed?
I'm good today. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Do you want to say hi to Hussein?
Hi.
Hi. Right, so your question is, what particles do we have in...
Gases.
Do you know what particles we have in gases, Hussein?
I don't really understand.
You don't really understand the part... Okay, so Hussein, what do you think we breathe in? Do you know anything
oxygen.
About...
Oxygen.
Excellent, we breathe in oxygen. So we've got oxygen particles in the air. What do we breathe out?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon, brilliant. What was your name again?
Ahmed,
brilliant Ahmed. So we breathe out carbon dioxide. So we know we definitely have oxygen and carbon dioxide in the air. Do you know any other gases? There's one gas which is really prevalent in the air, and there's lots of it. And it starts
helium.
We've got a bit of helium, but it starts with N. Any ideas? No, it's nitrogen. We've got lots of nitrogen. So these are some of the gases that we have. There will be other elements in the air as well, but those are the basic ones that we have. But brilliant that you remember that oxygen is what we breathe in, Hussein, and carbon dioxide is what we breathe out. I've got a question for you, Ahmed.
Yeah.
Quick one. What happens to the to the carbon dioxide that we breathe out? What do we have in nature that helps us get rid of some of the carbon dioxide? Any ideas?
No.
No? Do you know, Hussein? What happens with the carbon dioxide? We have what grows outside? The green stuff.
Grass.
Trees, yeah, trees take in some of that carbon dioxide. Brilliant. Thank you for calling in, Ahmed.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Right, well, what we're going to do now is go for a short break. So we'll come straight back after the break and we'll continue our discussion about science. So you're listening into Unity FM 93.5, Science with Sid. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes for the second part of our show. See you in a bit.